Welcome to a special morning edition of Sideline Judgment. My name is Sergio.
My name is Tyler.
And today we'll be talking about we know absolutely nothing about the NFL.
Don't we always?
Time and time again, these GMs prove to us that they do not know what is going on in college football. We, of course, are talking about the 2018 NFL Draft, which happened this past weekend. We're recording early for college kids on a Tuesday morning. We are out of classes. This is our exam week. Tyler, I don't want to get too emotional to start off, but this is the last pod we're doing face-to-face for a while now.
Yeah.
So not to get too emotional, we'll do that at the end, just a little preface for the waterworks later on to come. But we're going to go ahead and talk about the NFL draft. I think it's only right to start at the beginning with the first round, what happened on Thursday night. As you all may know, Tyler and I invited our friend Tyler Renfro, and we did a two-hour draft extravaganza. If you'd love to hear our horribly wrong takes, please go back one episode in the feed and listen to that two-hour
I'd like to defend our takes in the matter of...
Oh, no, I'm still supporting our takes. Just because the NFL GMs didn't understand
don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything. Let's go ahead and start in the first round, where the first overall pick...
See, our pick-by-pick analysis.
Tyler... I never thought that I would be so mad to see Baker Mayfield drafted.
For those of you that don't know, Baker Mayfield is taken with the first overall pick. By the Cleveland Browns.
And that is why I'm mad.
Yeah.
So Baker Mayfield goes number one to the Cleveland Browns instead of Sam Darnold or Josh Rosen or even Josh Allen. Sending the entire draft into disarray. Caught us off guard, for sure.
Yeah.
We did not expect him to be the first player off the board. On a personal standpoint, good job, Baker. Go get your money. Very proud of that. On the other side of the coin, man, I just don't want him to rot in Cleveland. Because we were talking about it. Let's go ahead and talk Cleveland now, real quick. Because
okay.
We'll do the overall grading that we'll do later on. But... Tyler and I feel that Cleveland is where good players go to die, simply because they don't have a good coaching staff.
Yeah, that's
they are loaded with talent.
They have because they have a very young and talented roster. Mm-hmm. I think it's just a matter of
that offensive side of the ball looks nice.
They don't have a quarterback until maybe now, but again, we still don't know.
I mean, and also honestly, I do hope Baker turns it around. I am a Baker fan, so I hope he's the answer.
I actually want the Browns to be good. Yeah. I want all the bad teams. Like, I loved it when the Rams turned it around. Mm-hmm. And got, I loved
or,
it.
Or when the Jags turned it around.
I mean, I wasn't going to say it because I'm a little biased. But,
well, I'll say it for
but,
you.
But I like it when bad teams figure mm-hmm. it out and they start becoming good. I like it when the power trends of the NFL start changing. It's mm-hmm. it's a good, it's a nice part
it's
of
good
sport.
For the league. It's good for
it's
the
a
sport.
Part, it is a part of professional sports that doesn't really exist in college sports because in college sports, there's always teams that from how they recruit better.
Mm-hmm.
They're in a better position. Missouri is never going to be Alabama. Missouri might be good a couple times. Alabama might
I think
be
the
bad,
biggest,
but they're never going to be. They're I never going to flip-flop positions.
Right. I think and the biggest the NFL, example of that is Arkansas because like they're in the fertile recruiting ground. Missouri, you can argue also because they did the Big 12 change. But, you know, a traditional SEC school in Arkansas and Alabama, mm-hmm. they're not going to compete. You know?
Well, that's, it's like Vanderbilt. Like, Vanderbilt can't compete on the same level.
You're right. They can get to a certain threshold.
That's something in college, that happens a lot in college sports, and then that's fine. I don't have anything wrong with that. But there's an aspect of professional sports that's cool is that it quite literally is just drafting and signing.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as you just make smart decisions
right.
and get a little lucky, everything can change. So I really want the Browns to be good. I'm actually worried. My biggest fear for Baker about this is that mm-hmm. he went number one overall. This is a guy that thrives on creating motivation that no everybody doubts him. He just went number one overall in the NFL draft.
I saw a tweet, which, and we might bring back tweets we shared for this episode. I saw a tweet that said from my Uber driver to number one overall pick, and it was a picture of this student at University of Oklahoma who had Baker Mayfield as his Uber driver and then ended up getting picked one overall. Like you said, this is a guy who thrives. He got like four scholarship offers. D1 offers, one of which was FAU, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm just saying. He could have. You know, Raul, when Baker was starting to take off, told me that all the time. He goes, you know, he could have been playing for FAU. I'm like, but he's not.
Why is he bragging about that? Because they couldn't close the deal.
So he instead walks on at Texas Tech, wins the starting job as a walk-on, then transfers to Oklahoma, wins the starting job in Oklahoma, and becomes the most efficient passer
twice
in NCAA history, and then becomes the number one overall pick. Like, you can't root against that guy, in my opinion. I understand he's got a lot of other things happening, but to me, they're completely separate from his playing on the field. I think talent-wise, he's good enough to be the one overall pick, but like you were saying, he thrives off of that adversity. He thrives off of people saying, you're not good enough, we don't like you, you're not a number one choice, you know?
Which people will still do just because the way he plays the game. I can't really offer as much take on this. I just hope that, because they're going to build around him,
mm-hmm.
and they kind of did, as we'll go talk about later in the draft. They've got a lot of potential. I just hope that the coaching staff doesn't ruin him, because I think really what's ruined Cleveland is not that you can't win there. It's just that management has not picked a good coach in a very, very long time. It's from
the
top
down. It goes from the owner down to the coach, and then the players are just the people who suffer. But let's go ahead and move past the Browns. We'll talk about them a little bit later. I don't want to talk about each individual pick in the first round, because we'll be doing that.
We're going to be talking about grading, overall drafts
later on. So let's just go ahead and see some of the highlights, some of the stories. The big story was there were four quarterbacks taken in the top 10 of the draft. We got Baker Mayfield, number one overall, to Cleveland. Sam Darnold, number three, to the Jets. Josh Allen, number seven, to the Bills, who traded into that spot. And then Josh Rosen went to
Arizona Cardinals
at 10, one pick before the Dolphins. We'll talk about that a little later.
Should have gone to the Giants at 2.
I agree, but I like the Saquon Barkley pick.
So, yeah, Giants, I will. Okay, so the Giants pick, just real quick recap, Giants did pick Saquon Barkley at 2, which is really high for running back, in my opinion. He's going to be on a guaranteed money basis. He's going to be like the second highest paid running back in the NFL.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Last year and the year before, so 2 years ago, we saw Ezekiel Elliott go in the top 5. Last year, your Jacksonville Jaguars took Leonard Fournette in the top 5. Why are you so down on the Saquon pick?
I don't know. Like, it's worked out for the last two teams that have mm-hmm. so far that have taken running back high.
And you're a beneficiary.
It really is just a matter of it's been rumored that New York had an offer of 3 first-round picks.
For the 2 spot?
To trade into that 2 spot. And they said no to draft a running back.
Oh, okay. That's now, different.
It's not anything against Saquon Barkley. I think he's a really good player. I think that I don't really have anything against it's can be difficult to draft a running back that high, just mm-hmm. philosophically, because you're only really honestly you're mostly just trying to get your rookie contract out of him.
Mm-hmm.
And the NFL has moved to more of a running back by committee approach anyway. I mean, it's just a matter of everyone's heard they traded down multiple like first round pick trade offers to trade into that spot. Mm-hmm. And I personally think the Giants have a need at quarterback.
I don't feel that way. No, because they're going to run Eli into the ground.
Yeah,
if he's not already in there.
And so part of the reason I'm not as high on the pick is just because I feel that they should have drafted a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
They don't feel that way. So if you're judging them on what they think, then it is not the worst thing.
Right.
But I don't know the specifics of what they were offered. I just find it a little hard to believe that he is going to be worth what 3 first-round picks would be worth.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I don't know. I didn't know that part about it.
That's what I've heard. I honestly, he's going to score like a 60-yard touchdown run, and I'm going to forget all about this.
Oh, we all are. Just like Zeke. Yeah. He's going to be a fantasy dream.
He's probably going to be great.
He's going to be a fantasy dream. We're going to be fighting over him in our league.
You can have him.
I'm not saying I would take him. I'm just saying.
We are going to be fighting
over him. Week 3 or 4, whoever has him is going to have to – you're going to have to unload 2 or 3 good players.
That's true. If you want.
You know what I mean? Okay.
He's a good person to keep on the bench for like the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, draft him in the 8th or something.
Yeah.
And then keep him in there. Keep him on there. This is a fantasy advice pod too. Okay, this is what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the Bills trading into the 7th spot to take Josh Allen and not take Josh Rosen, who was slipping. Now, at this point, we had already had Baker and Sam Darnold taken, and the Broncos, who were rumored to maybe take a quarterback at 5, ended up taking Bradley Chubb, which is an amazing pick for them, by the way.
That's good.
And then we know the Colts needed – they got Quentin Nelson, the best lineman in the draft, which is protection for Luck, which is exactly what they needed. Mm-hmm. And then at seven, you had the Bucks. But when the Bills traded in, I got worried. Because when we were – okay, full disclosure, I started getting excited about
Josh Rosen
to the Dolphins, pick three. When the Jets took Sam Darnold, I said Rosen's on the board. And I thought we would either trade into the five – or wait till 11. When we saw we didn't trade into the five, then I got a little calmer. Then I saw that the Bills traded into the seven, and I went, oh, okay, whatever. It is what it is. But then they took Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Which, let's talk about that. Why would the Bills take Josh Allen, the sixth best quarterback in the Mountain West, over Josh Rosen, who, with fire in his eyes, is going to embarrass this league?
Yeah, I love
Josh. It looks like it.
By the way, I love Josh Rosen's quote when he was picked at 10, mm-hmm. Where he was talking about how there were 9 mistakes made ahead of me, and I'm gonna make sure for the next decade that
cool, calm, and collected as well.
The league feels that because I'll give you a simple answer. Because Josh Allen was number one on the Bills board, and I think that's ridiculous and stupid. It's ridiculously stupid, but. I've heard the one team that I've heard the most heavy mm-hmm. for Josh Allen rumors has always been Buffalo.
Does that have to do with the fact that he played in the lower Canada in Wyoming and the weather wise, it's going to be that kind of thing? Cause you do bring the question, the fact that, you know, Josh Rosen is a California guy born and raised and moving up to Buffalo. I mean, the question with Peyton was that he could never get it done in cold weather games. So is that a thing? You know, is that real?
I mean, I think that's probably why, but I think that reason is ridiculous.
I do as well. I think if you can play.
No one plays well in cold weather games. I don't care. Mm-hmm. And if you play more, like Peyton played in a dome, but if you play a little bit more, you're a little bit more used to it. Doesn't mm-hmm. help the fact that he's like a 50%, like a 55% passer, yeah. and can't get it to his receivers. Josh Allen had like only 600 more yards passing than like Felipe Franks. Do you know that?
Yeah, I know you can't see my face, but my face.
His face is very surprised. I think that's part of the reason. I think it's a stupid reason, mm-hmm. personally.
One person who's excited about this pick is Jamal Adams, which returns a wonderful welcome to tweets we've shared. I sent Tyler this Jamal Adams tweet who quote tweeted a gif of Josh Allen throwing an interception to Jamal Adams. and he says, can't wait to throwing an interception to a safety, not to him. And he says, can't wait to catch passes from one of my favorite QBs.
Jeez.
Oh, I love it. I love the takes. Jeez. But I honestly think that that's happening. I am not afraid of the Bills at all.
They're going to be bad. Here. But I have more to talk about them later, why I think mm-hmm. even beyond this pick.
Okay.
I think it's not going to work
out. Okay, we'll talk about that
later. I'll talk about that later.
Last quarterback taking the top 10 was Josh Rosen. The Cardinals traded into the 10 pick with the Oakland Raiders. And my world collapsed.
Oh, he literally fell to the ground.
I literally did. You can find that video on our Sideline Judgment Twitter of me reacting live to the trade with Oakland. Although, silver lining... that NFC West is going to have a second wave Seahawks, is what I'm calling them, post-Legion of Boom, Pete Carroll trying to salvage things together. Russell Wilson is still there when he wants to be Russell Wilson, he can be that. You have the LA Rams, who look nice.
Yes.
You have the 49ers, who are going to be nice. And then you have Josh Rosen out in the desert. That's a nice division.
I honestly, like,
it's the return of the NFC West.
If Josh Rosen is what I think that he can be, and I've always
are who we thought
he has always been like my favorite quarterback in this class.
Mm-hmm. My favorite, but
My QB1. He's always been my QB1.
To me, it was him and Darnold, and I love Lamar, man. I really like Lamar.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that in a little bit, but I think that if he pans out, mm-hmm. that's gonna be that four quarter, like, that's Jimmy GQ.
I'm so happy you've embraced the nickname.
Yes, okay. Thank you. Jared Goff, Jimmy GQ, Russell Wilson, and Josh Rosen all in the same division.
That's
going to be one of the best. It's going to be the best quarterback divisions, like, as a group.
We got to start watching the 4 o'clock games more on.
Well, we're already going to watch every 49ers Seahawks game because the rest,
because the
that cornerback that I'm just forgetting,
Richard Sherman.
Richard Sherman. I can't believe because I forgot Richard Sherman. Because yeah.
Okay.
Because you know he went to the 49ers.
Also, Tavares McFadden, who I went to high school with, and I played Pee Wee football with, signed as an unrestricted free agent, as an undrafted free agent, Florida State cornerback. He signed with the 49ers. Mm. So good for him. Congrats to him.
Moving on.
Moving forward, any other stories? The teens of the draft were interesting. We're going to talk about my Minkah Fitzpatrick pick when we talk about the Dolphins. So
way to ruin it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean,
I'm just messing.
They know what happened. Where else are we going? Okay. Another big one for me. Calvin Ridley being drafted 26 overall to the Falcons. The Falcons receiving core is ridiculous.
It's very loaded.
It's insane. You have Julio Jones. You have
Mohamed Sanu.
Mohamed Sanu. Now you have Calvin Ridley. It's crazy. Come on, man.
They're given.
They've given Matt Ryan weapons. Yeah. They just continually to restocked on there.
Well, moving on. Another storyline. The Patriots drafted two Georgia players.
Yes.
Isaiah Wynn and Sony Michel
from American Heritage High School Plantation. Congrats, Sony. Very, very happy for him. Very. My Twitter blew up with everyone from high school and all these people that I know. Congrats to him, man. Love him. He's a great person. Not excited to play him twice a year, but you know what? It's fine. I got a friend who's a huge Dolphin fan who said, "Damn, I'm going to have to buy a Sony Pats jersey now."
Damn.
I'm not going that far, but I wish nothing but the best. I texted my mom, who loves him, and she was very happy for him. So she said, "He'll stay a Patriot." I said, "Mom, that's not the fun part. The fun part is that he was a first-round draft pick and he gets first-round money. That's the fun part." But, so congrats to Sony. Good, big ups, man. Congrats to
you. Other things that happened. Rashad Penny was drafted by the Seahawks, which was so stupid.
Now, I want to inform everyone. Tyler was not happy at the Darius Geist disrespect in this draft.
I'm very upset.
You're still mad. Okay. And we can go into that a little bit later. But that's a little teaser. The fact that Rashad Penny was the second running back off the board, or was the first running back off the board post
Saquon,
which is what matters.
First of all, that the Seahawks even drafted a running back is kind of stupid. They have so many other needs, specifically, you know, the entire offensive line. But
yeah, there were some good linemen still on the board.
And Rashad Penny can't pass protect. It's like his worst quality.
He's like my height.
Jeez,
that's crazy.
I mean, he's great.
No, he's a good player.
He's a good player. I just don't think that. First of all, I just don't think he deserved to be drafted this high over not only Darius Geist but also Ronald Jones
and Sony Michel.
And Sonny Michel,
who's one of the most complete guys.
And Nick Chubb, and Kerryon Johnson.
And Chubb, and yeah, I'm with you.
So I didn't really understand this. I was very mad about the guys' disrespect. I was, you know, I'm completely fine with the Sonny Michel pick by the Patriots. It makes sense for what they want to do.
Mm-hmm. I
didn't get this. We had one Gator off the board.
We did, which keeps a streak of I don't know how many years.
It's like 6 years in a row that we've had a first-round defensive
player. And they've all been – I was going to say they've all been defensive.
Yeah, because
I saw a wonderful picture, which, once again, we're going to return to tweets we've shared. LaMichael P. Ryan quoted someone. Someone said, "Original DBU, debate your mama." And it was a picture from
– the 2015
FSU game. And in the picture, you have Tease Tabor, Marcus May, Quincy Wilson, Brian Poole, Keanu Neal, and Vernon Hargraves. All six of these players are in the league. And that is exactly what LaMichael P. Ryan said. He said all six of these guys are in the league right now. Which, go ahead, debate me, DBU. I have a feeling when I become a professor one day and memes become like this historic thing in our history books and my students start to learn about it, I'm going to come to class one day and I'm going to put the banner that says the 2015 Florida Gators defense was the best defense, I'm not going to say the best defense of all time because that 0-1 Canes defense was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to say the University of Florida has and will always be DBU. Change my mind.
Oh my God.
It's going to be that way.
No, I mean, you're
I have my feet on the table right now for those who don't see. This is my.
Well, you're just reminding me how much we wasted that defense. So just.
True.
That all was right. A national championship defense.
It really was.
But yeah, Taven Bryan, the Wyoming Wildman from Florida, goes to the Jacksonville
Jaguars. Another Florida guy, Mike Hughes, out of UCF, went to the Vikings, which is good. That Vikings defense just get better and better, man.
Yeah, it was a good pick. My friend, I have a friend who used to work with the athletic administration at UCF. Oh, cool. She worked, so she was a she helped tour recruits and okay. recruit people. So she she freaked out.
That's good.
Because she asked me, do you think he's a first round pick or early second? And I was just like, I was like early second, but it wouldn't surprise me if he went in the first.
Yeah,
and, I mean, it's a good pick.
Mm-hmm. And then
because all about he was, I think he was the next best corner.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about where the Vikings even going to take a corner.
Yeah.
So.
Then we have Lamar.
Lamar,
the
Ravens.
The Ravens traded into the second or
back into the first at the 32 pick from the Eagles
and took Lamar Jackson. Which, by the way, Ravens taking Hayden Hurst and Lamar in the first round. That's a good draft, first round draft.
In my opinion.
So I was listening to the Bill Simmons podcast, and they started recording his podcast around the 28th pick, mm-hmm. something like that. And so they were talking about, if Lamar doesn't go to – because at that point, the trade with the Eagles didn't happen. And so they were saying, if Lamar drops the second day, we're going to get tons of think pieces. Like, what's wrong with the NFL? What's this and that? Which I think – we can dive into if we want to one day. But the fact that Lamar wasn't drafted kind of saved the NFL, or was drafted in the first round, saved face and stuff. And I was just very happy that Lamar got drafted in the first round and gets first round money.
It's so important he gets drafted in the first round because that means he gets a fifth year option. He gets that fifth year. First round contracts, you get your 4 years and you have the fifth year option. Other contracts, I believe,
are... Is it a player or a team option?
The team option.
Okay.
So, the thing is that it gives... Being drafted in the first round gives the team that drafts him another year to evaluate him, which is great for his situation because he's not going in to start immediately.
No, he's going to go back up Joe
Flacco. He's going to back up Joe Flacco for, a year, maybe two, mm-hmm. or until Joe Flacco throws for 30 yards against, I don't know who.
Carolina.
And then he's going to develop... I mean, I don't think he necessarily needs to as much, but it's more about a physical development. It's learning the playbook.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's the transition.
Even though he ran, I think this is one of the best spots that he could have gone
because
That's a good team.
Yeah, and the AFC North is now going to be a little more competitive, I think, if Lamar plays.
The Ravens made this pick to what is the future franchise quarterback. The Bengals still have Andy Dalton, who is going to get beaten out by Logan Woodside by week 13. Book it.
The Bengals. Well, are you forgetting about? Did you say Andy Dalton?
Yeah.
I heard AJ McCarron.
AJ McCarron went to the Bills.
I know. I heard AJ McCarron though. That's the thing. Yeah, I was AJ McCarron's going to lose the job.
Andy Dalton is going to get beaten out by Logan.
Is this the year you think so? Is this the year you think Dalton gets benched?
I mean, no. Honestly, I don't feel like they'll ever bench him. Yeah. I think that at times he should, but Andy Dalton is the definition of average.
Mm-hmm.
He's the definition of just a guy, a quarterback.
More than Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah, because Ryan Tannehill's blown out his knee. So Ryan Tannehill's a guy, just a guy with knee issues.
Yeah, you're true. Right.
So Andy Dalton has actually stayed healthy other than that one time he broke his wrist doing something stupid. But yeah.
I think that's it for the first round.
I mean, a lot happened, but the big moments was Lamar getting Lamar at the 32 pick.
And the four.
First time ever, I believe, that in the first round, the first and last pick were both spent on Heisman Trophy winners.
Oh, that's a dumb stat I didn't need, but I like that.
I like it.
That's what we call in my family an ESPN stat. Dumb stats that we don't need, but cool. I kind of like that I know that now.
I think that'll be interesting to see when Lamar and Baker eventually play each other.
Mm-hmm. In 3 years.
In 3 years when it's final game of season, the division's on the line.
Mm-hmm.
And the Browns.
Nice.
And
that'd be a fun game to Browns, watch.
I will actually watch that. That'd be a fun game to watch.
But yeah. Okay, so, all right, what's next on our – we're in itinerary.
So we're just talking about our teams in particular.
Okay.
Go into our team's draft.
Now, do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay, let's go ahead and go first.
So the Jaguars drafted in the first round, they drafted Taven Bryan out of Florida, who I like. The Jaguars really like Florida prospects. Yeah. Not just Gators, but, First of all, this is the fifth Gator the Jaguars have ever drafted in the first round, which mm-hmm. is a lot more than most franchises. Mm-hmm. They also love to say, it's been like 5 years in a row they've taken a player from a Florida school in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
They got DJ Chark, the wide receiver out of LSU in the second.
Mm-hmm.
Ronnie Harrison, the safety out of Alabama in the third. Will Richardson, tackle from NC State in the fourth round. We're just going to skip over the sixth round.
Nothing happened in the sixth round. You're going to tell them who you picked.
They picked Tanner Lee, the quarterback from Nebraska.
Okay,
I'm going to get to that. All right, can we just Tanner Lee, quarterback from Nebraska by way of Tulane in the sixth round.
Oh, my God.
And then the seventh round, they picked Leon Jacobs, a very jacked linebacker from Wisconsin, and Logan Cook, a punter from Mississippi State. Tate Bryan, good. What's interesting about this to me,
mm-hmm.
and this tells you that they think they have a good roster. I honestly don't see none of these players might start this season.
Mm-hmm.
Really look at it. I think
Tanner Lee's not going to start.
I will hurt you. So just can we just cool it on that?
All right. I'll calm down.
I'm going to get the Tanner Lee thing out of the way.
Tanner Lee was pretty much
the worst quarterback in his class. And the Jaguars drafted him in the sixth. Not the seventh, in the sixth. Logan Woodside was still available. I don't want to say they're idiots because, like, I don't want to say that the front office is idiots and they don't know what they're doing because, like,
no, they clearly do know
what they're doing. But, like, come on. Like, Like,
maybe they picked someone so bad so that people wouldn't be calling for him.
Maybe they want to make Blake Bortles better.
Couple off games.
They want him to feel better. Yeah. I mean, honestly, at this point, start Cody Kessler. I'm joking.
They're flying
this morning.
Go ahead.
I'm really tired. So.
We were at Ronnie Harrison.
Okay. Taven Bryan is really, I think it was a smart pick. At first, I was like, go Gators, but I didn't get it. But after I thought about it, I really did because it's a matter of.
You're like, go Gators, now I get it.
Yeah. Malik Jackson, Calais Campbell, Avery Jones, and another player. Marcel Darius.
Yeah, you know your roster better than me.
There's a lot of people on this defensive line, man.
Yeah, it's good.
All four of those players are on the interior defensive line. Mm-hmm. All are fantastic, but they're all going to – contracts will eventually run up in the next year or two.
Yeah, which is why.
And you can't keep all of them, and you might not want to keep all of them, mm-hmm. which is why you need a developmental player to play at that defensive line. Because if Taven Bryan develops into what he could be, then – You have no problem letting Darius and Avery Jones walk.
Yeah. Or trade them.
Because then you feel good about it. I mean, this is probably the best fit for him. Taven Bryant's whole thing is that he is extremely athletic upside, but he didn't really show it at Florida.
Mm-hmm.
He was not really put in a position to show off what he did well.
Todd McShay compared him to Aaron Donald.
That's
what I'm saying. Yeah, like, that he's got that kind of explosiveness, but he just needs to hone it and develop.
I think this is good because he's not going to be asked to produce he's not going to be asked to produce a lot early.
Okay.
Now, other pick, I'll just kind of fly through these. DJ Chark, wide receiver, LSU. I really like this pick.
I like this pick as well. I thought we were talking about how you guys lost Allen Robinson and you guys lost Hearns and you re-signed Marquise Lee and you signed
Dante Moncrief,
but tight end Austin
Severian, ASJ,
as we're going to call him in this pod. You know, you signed all of those, but this adds another dimension. This adds another element, and it's nice to be able to see someone that you know we saw him play. I don't know.
I think he continues the trend of wide receivers from LSU that were very unproductive in college due to very bad quarterback play.
Very bad coaching. And
but
are
he is talented.
Athletes. Yeah.
So I like this pick.
You got to remember, second round draft picks, wide receivers out of LSU include Judas, Jarvis Landry. Who will we be calling Judas in this podcast?
Third round, Ronnie Harrison, safety, mm-hmm. Alabama. I really like that one because he doesn't have to play right away.
Yeah.
Will Richardson, I've heard good things about. Don't really know anything about him.
I didn't see him much. I didn't see much NC State. And when I did, I just paid attention to Bradley Chubb.
Yeah. To be honest.
Yeah.
And then.
We talked about Tanner Lee.
We talked about Tanner Lee.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to move on.
Yeah. Leon Jacobs and Logan Cooker. I mean, I find people will probably be like, you drafted a punter. How dare you?
Seventh round.
First of all, Johnny Townsend was already off the board, so yeah. I'm not upset with it.
And you needed a punter.
And yeah, we need to eventually have a punter. I mean, it is the 29th pick in the seventh round.
It's a Mullen guy.
It's a Mullen guy.
Come on.
From Mississippi State.
So if you're going to give, we're going to kind of tease what we're going to do later on. If you're going to give the Jaguars a super special grade on your draft,
what would you give them? A unique super special grade. What
would you give them?
It can even just be like a description. Let's just go good minus Tanner Lee.
Okay. That's an appropriate assessment, I think. It's not bad.
Yeah, I mean it's good AF. It's A. The AF is A mm-hmm. for everything else, and F is for Tanner Lee.
So good A hyphen F.
Yes, that's how I feel, man. when he got drafted, I was like, I'm sorry, who?
Whomst
if you have picked? Logan Woodside was still available.
I would like everyone to look at the GIF that I tweeted when that happened on the sideline on Twitter. We were tweeting some gold, some fire this weekend.
The content was great. This pick still pisses me off.
This is the equivalent of me finding out that the Cardinals traded to the 10th pick.
This is worse.
This is not worse. We are not doing this. I lost a franchise quarterback, all right?
But do you have Tanner Lee on your roster? You lost something.
I have Brock Osweiler on my roster.
All right, fair.
Thank you very much. Oh, my God. Okay. Are we moving to the Dolphins now?
It's fine.
Do we
yes.
have to do this?
Yes.
Am I torturing myself? All right. Okay, so the Miami Dolphins. Our first overall pick was Minkah Fitzpatrick at the 11th overall. I love the pick simply because he was one of the best talents on the board, and I feel like we're going to move past TJ McDonald later, if not this year, next year, and we'll pair him up with Rashad Jones, and Minkah Fitzpatrick and Rashad Jones in the secondary is a scary sight to think of. Yeah. I think it'll be nice. We gave up a lot of passes due to a hole in the secondary and inconsistent cornerback play, so I feel like we'll do a good thing there. Second round pick, Mike Gesicki out of Penn State, who is a tight end, which was a definitely an area of need, but he's a very one-dimensional tight end. He doesn't
necessarily fit exactly how Adam Gase runs his offense.
It was an interesting pick. I liked it when I did more homework about it, but it was a very, very, very interesting pick.
It's just not the team that I would have seen Gesicki going to.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I agree.
He's the type of tight end. He's not an inline blocker kind of guy.
Mm-hmm. He's very vertical.
He's a very vertical threat. But
which I think you told me this, and I think I saw a tweet that said this isn't the best fit for Mike Gesicki, but the Dolphins liked him the most, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, like, I say it's not the best fit just because of what's been done at Miami, but Adam Gase could easily just add an element to the offense that helps him.
Mm-hmm.
Like these are all these things that we've said are true until they're not. So
right.
Like,
and like on honestly, this is what going to be year three of Gase.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Year three of Gase, yeah. And I'm still on the I still have the mentality that Adam Gase is an offensive mastermind, and Adam Gase is the quarterback whisperer and all of these things. I feel like now that we're starting to get the team that he wants on the field, we're going to start seeing that. So hopefully all these draft picks are reflective of that. In the third round, we took Jerome Baker, an outside linebacker out of Ohio State. Great pick. I may have gone linebacker in the second round and then tight end in the third. We also went tight end in the fourth, which I'll get to in a minute, simply because I feel like linebacker was a bigger hole, you know?
Yeah.
Why are you smirking? You're smirking.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. I thought I said something. But no, Jerome Baker's going to be paired up with Kiko Alonso. He's going to be paired with Raekwon McMillan, who's coming back from injury, who was the rookie from last year, a second-round rookie from last year that we were very excited about that never ended up panning out. If you look at Gase's draft picks, last year, Laremy Tunsil, Raekwon McMillan would have worked out.
Yeah, and you get him back. So
yeah.
Like, you get him back from injury.
It's like getting a brand-new rookie, you know, getting a new draft pick and stuff, so. Fourth round, Durham Smythe, tight end at Notre Dame, who's a more run block tight end. So now we got both sides of it, you know?
Yeah.
Which is nice, except I don't want it to be too predictable where, like, if Smythe is in, it's like, oh, they're
running the
ball.
Two tight end sets, baby.
Two tight end sets. I'm here for it. Kalen Ballage in the fourth round as well, running back out of Arizona State, which
He is all potential.
Like, yeah.
Like, he's got crazy potential from an athleticism standpoint. But I don't know. Like, I just... He is like... What was it, fifth round?
Yeah, we drafted him the fifth.
Well, I think it's fine for fifth round. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you look at...
Well, I know it's fourth round, but...
Fourth round? Oh, I'm sorry. If you look at everyone drafted ahead of him, you have the big name. Saquon... I was going to say Rashad Penny, big name. Well, big name, but like not what we expected. Sony, Chubb, Ronald Jones, Kerryon Johnson, Geis. Those were all taken by the second round. Then in the next wave of quarterback, you have Royce Freeman, Mark Walton were all taken beforehand. I feel like in this round, if those two were available, we would have drafted them. I think we should have maybe traded up to get, I think, Mark Walton. We've had a good history of drafting Miami Hurricane running backs. I also liked Royce Freeman in the third, but I think that was a little too high for what he was looking for. But yeah, no, I think it's a good pick based on
of what was available. It's not bad,
you know. And we just need
if it works out, if you develop him and it works out, because he doesn't have started right away.
Yeah, and we have Frank Gore, and we have
I keep forgetting you guys saying
Frank Gore. Yeah, we signed Frank Gore, which is a big reason.
Home.
We have Frank Gore, and then we have oh my gosh,
Kenyon Drake.
Yeah, so I feel like.
Damian Williams.
He's gone. He signed with the Chargers. Mm. Yeah. He left. Signed with the Chargers. Good for him.
Kenyon Drake was better anyway. So
I agree, but I really like Damian Williams. That 1-2 punch was a nice one. Then we got Cornell Armstrong, quarterback out of Southern Miss.
Corner.
Apologize.
The defensive
side, which is a depth pick. It's a depth pick. We have good corners that are developing. Good young corners. Quentin Pauling, linebacker out of Ohio, which again is more linebacker depth, which is important. We needed it. And then in the seventh round, we made the dire mistake of drafting Jason Sanders, kicker out of New Mexico. Now, I'm not saying it's because we drafted a kicker in the second round. It's because my man, Eddie, the Adobo King, was...
Pinheiro.
No. I know his last name. I'm just saying Eddie the Adobo King. Was undrafted. Undrafted, my friend.
I know.
And now we're Raiders fans. So
we'll get to that in a little bit.
We'll get to that. I feel like...
It's just that he was still there.
I know. Well, let's move past that for a second. Ridiculous. Let's talk about the Dolphins' overall draft.
What's the grade that you want to give it? Or do you want to talk? You go ahead and talk about it a little bit. Like,
I like the picks, especially the first three picks. I think Minka was a great pick given the situation. I feel like if Rosen fell one more spot, we would have taken Rosen. And if we didn't...
That drastically changes this entire
draft, because then we get the quarterback of the future. Then we don't need to think about a quarterback in the next round, which means that maybe a pick we're going to take next year, we can go ahead and move up to this year. And then, you know, maybe in the second round, instead of a tight end, we take a linebacker because we need... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
I think that... Because just when I look at this draft, it's not bad. It's just that it lacks a certain star power quality.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem like this is going to drastically change whatever this Miami Dolphins team is this year.
Uh-huh.
If that makes sense to you.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I don't feel different about the way that their season's going to go depending on based off this draft. 100%. I think they could be better. I really like the Minka Fitzpatrick pick.
I do as well.
I
do as well. Situationally, I love it. And I say situationally because I really had my hopes up on Rosen, which goes to show I should never have my hopes up like that ever again. This sport will disappoint you time and time again. The Dolphins will disappoint you.
You claimed to quit football.
Did I?
Yo, it was on video. You said, I quit football.
I'm going to go full Donald Trump and just say I didn't say that. All right. I know it's on video, but I just didn't say that.
Yeah, okay.
All right, here's my grade.
Yes.
Underwhelmingly efficient.
I like it.
I'm going to go underwhelmingly efficient, and I want to put an asterisk on there.
Ooh, asterisk.
Long live the Adobo King. Because we should have taken Eddie instead of Jason Sanders.
So just to recap.
Yeah.
My unique grade for the Jacksonville Jaguars draft is good AF. F for Tanner Lee, A for everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And the draft for the Sergio gave Miami was underwhelmingly efficient, asterisk, long live the Adobo King.
Correct.
All right, cool.
If you know, you know.
Yep.
If you know, you know. Last thing I do want to mention, speaking of the kickers, the Dolphins did sign the FAU kicker as an undrafted free agent, and I genuinely think he's going to win that kicking battle. I did.
Was he more than a 70% kicker?
Yes, he was like an
80. Then he will be.
He's like an 89.
Then he'll be Jason Sanders.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Jaguars signed Alan Lazard and Quentin Meeks in undrafted free agency, and those are two players I really like.
Nice.
So I was actually surprised both of them went undrafted. Mm-hmm. So I am a fan.
Okay. Well, that's enough of our teams. Let's go ahead and talk about the rest of the league. We're just going to go ahead and quickly look at these teams' draft picks and then give them those crazy creative names that we were talking about.
What we're going to do is we're going to go in alphabetical order. Uh-huh. We've already done Jacksonville and Miami.
Yeah.
And we're going to go in alphabetical order. We're going to recap, throw out any players that we liked that they did, anything. We don't have to go through every single one.
Right.
And then we are going to give them a unique grade. I mean, we could do A through F, but I feel like that's been done. We're going to go a little special here.
Yeah, we're going to be a little more creative with our grading skills.
So Sergio, why don't you go for Arizona?
You really? You're going to do this to me?
I mean, you don't have to.
I'm going
to
do it.
I feel like you're more...
Notable picks.
You're more up in the air.
I hate you. Notable picks, Josh Rosen at 10. Great pick.
Oh, man.
Dare I say the Dolphins would have made this pick. I will not let it live down, dude. If Josh Rosen week one starts over Carson Palmer because Palmer's made of glass.
Retired.
He did? I thought he went.
Yeah, but then he retired. They signed Sam Bradford and Mike Glennon.
Cool. So when Josh Rosen starts week one and he throws for 340 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 1 interception because he's a rookie and he'll throw a pick.
Yeah.
We can fight. We will meet halfway between Charleston, South Carolina, and Gainesville, and we will fight in Jacksonville. How about that? Cool.
Sounds good.
That's last year.
Why do you want to? Why I know. I want to see who they play. Give me a second.
Yeah, Tyler just pulled up their schedule.
You know what?
And he pulled up last year's.
Because I thought there would be an option. See, here it is. There's an option to go ahead. Perfect. So just, you know, calm down.
Okay, who do they play week one?
They play
the Washington football team. At home or on the road?
At home.
Yeah, that's a dub. cool. So
he's gonna beat Alex Smith.
Yeah. Back to the I forgot about that. Never mind. Back to the draft. Josh Rosen, great pick. Christian Kirk in the second round, great pick.
I like that.
Love it. And I also like Chris Campbell in the sixth round. I think that's really good depth. At the cornerback position. Corner CB. I'm gonna go with. Offensive mystery. Yes, because I like these Rosen and Kirk picks, but you never know.
Yeah, I mean they Larry Fitzgerald is timeless.
Yeah.
He will never retire as far as I'm aware.
He is the football equivalent of Morgan Freeman.
I think it's more impressive than Tom Brady, to be honest, because he's playing
wide receiver.
Larry Fitzgerald is playing wide receiver.
He's taking hits.
I think that was a good grade. All right, offensive mystery. Parentheses, offensive to Dolphin fans. I'm just kidding.
That's nice. Put that. Go ahead and write that down. Tyler, so you're going to get the Atlanta Falcons. I'm going to go ahead out on a limb and say notable player, Calvin Ridley.
Very notable.
Right?
Yeah, very notable. They also have Isaiah Oliver, quarterback out of Colorado. Mm-hmm. He's really good. Notable other players. My friend who goes to USF has told me that Deidrin Snot is really good.
Really?
Yeah. And like he was a captain, and I've heard really good things about him. I know that Dan Quinn is like really high on him. I saw like the tweets.
That's good.
Nothing.
Dan Quinn knows defense.
I have heard a lot of really good things about Ito Smith, the running back out of Southern Miss.
Okay.
Now he's definitely only going to be a gadget player or depth.
Yeah, because you got Devontae Freeman and you have
Tevin Coleman.
Yeah, Tevin Coleman.
So like he's definitely in there just as a gadget player. So fourth round pick, really good.
Let's go with the
we used to call their offense, you know, the Kyle Shanahan experience.
Yes.
It's the Steve Sarkisian experience.
That's what you're gonna call it?
Yeah. It's not gonna work out, but the Steve
Sarkisian. It's not. You could have gone with something cooler.
Oh, you know, well, fine. Jesus, we're going to – best wide receivers in the league. How about that?
That – just like that? I would have gone with Ariel Gunpowder.
God, that's so good. I'm going to do that. Thank you.
Come on. Ariel Gunpowder. Look at that wide receiving core. Come on, man. Cool. Next one is what? Baltimore?
I'm trying to think of a way to incorporate the big Falcons into this.
Baltimore had tons of picks.
Baltimore picked a lot of good lord. Ozzie Newsome's last draft, man.
Good lord.
He had to get as many
people. He went out with a bang.
He's like, I don't care, I'm picking as many people as I want.
He said, you don't want him, I'll take him. Notable picks, Lamar Jackson, Orlando Brown, offensive tackle in the third from Oklahoma. Good player, I like him. Hayden Hurst, one of their first round picks. I already know what I'm going with.
What you going with?
The Revenge Tour.
Ooh, I like it.
This could have also applied for Arizona, but I'm definitely going Revenge Tour for the Lamar Jackson disrespect.
Oh, nice.
Falling all the way down.
Did you see like his face when he did you see his face when he got drafted? He was walking up and like walking up the hallway, getting his hat, and he was just like looking at the camera.
He was like, okay,
he just
ready.
Nodded.
Did you see his interview on NFL Network with Primetime?
Yes, I did. Stupid question by Deion Sanders.
Deion Sanders is just
like, is there anything you could have done differently to get drafted higher? And I'm like, what kind of question
what
is that?
What are you talking about?
Are you immediately being like, so do you like not even want to be with this team? Or like, no. And Mar Jackson answered it brilliantly, where he's like, no, I just want to be a Raven. Like,
yeah. I like him. All right, Buffalo's next.
Buffalo.
Notable player,
obviously Josh Allen. I actually do like the Tremaine Edmonds pick out of Virginia Tech. Here is my issue with this team. You draft Josh Allen, a 55 or something percent passer, mm-hmm. a raw, super raw young quarterback with physical tools, no doubt, but super raw.
Has the size, has the arm, but just doesn't have the
accuracy. You spend your next four picks on defense.
Is Josh Allen starting day one?
I mean, AJ McCarron's probably going to start.
Okay.
But like, thing is, when you draft a rookie high up, almost never do you actually sit for a year. Everybody's like, oh, they'll sit for a year and then they'll start. If things aren't going well, then they start the new player because they want to get
experience.
This
country's very impatient.
Yeah. Unless you're the Chiefs, you don't actually sit your first rounder.
Well, who's going to say that to Andy Reid is the thing.
Alex Smith had one of his best years ever, and then they eventually got rid of him. Because you drafted a high pick, you have to play them.
Of course. Owners are saying, let's go, let's get this rookie, let's maximize this rookie deal.
That's what happened with Mitch Trubisky.
They
knew they were going to be bad this year, but at a certain point, they're like, we might as well ride with the rookie.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter. So, you spent your next four picks on defense, the side of the ball you're better at. Mm-hmm. This team has no wide receivers.
I do like the Tremaine Edmonds pick.
No, it's a great – here's the thing. It's a great pick. I really do like Tremaine Edmonds.
The issue is you are right, they
shouldn't have even been going at defense.
They went 6th and 7th round wide receivers. They took Ray McCloud, which we liked from Clemson, and then Austin Proell from
– He's good. And
from
but
North Carolina Chapel
they're Hill. Like – they're going to – well, first of all, like 6th and 7th round picks, you know, oh, they might not even make the team.
They spent the next
They're
going to
make the
picks.
Team.
They're 4.
He's a guard.
Yeah, oh, okay. I saw L. My bad. I thought it was – okay.
So just – it's like, what are they doing? What are they?
Which
so
leads
that,
me
that,
to
that
ask,
is that is my
what are they doing?
That is what are they doing?
Yeah, that's
that's
a good
my
one.
Grade.
Very well done. Very well done.
Moving on, Carolina. This that got me heated. Like I don't even like Josh Allen as a
prospect. I didn't notice that until I saw like the round by round.
I didn't even notice that. Like I like Josh Allen as. I don't like Josh Allen as a prospect, but like I want him to succeed.
Yeah.
They're not making it easy.
Mm-hmm. All right, next we have the Carolina Panthers. They drafted DJ Moore in the first round, which was nice. I like that pick. I also like Dante Jackson, cornerback out of LSU, in the second round. Other than that, Jermaine Carter out of Maryland, the cornerback in the fifth.
They got the best player in the draft, Rashawn Golden.
I'm sorry?
He was the cornerback from Tennessee who, while he didn't even return the pick six, but against Alabama – his teammate returned to pick six, and he just went and flipped the double bird at the Alabama fans.
Oh yeah, go!
He needs
Baker Mayfield money.
He really does.
He deserves it.
Well, like, and you know, the best part is they were like down like 20 points at this
point.
Oh,
I saw. Yeah, I
and he they asked him, "Why'd you do that?" And he's just like, "Honestly, I just really hate Alabama." best player in the draft.
I love it. Okay, Carolina. Let me think of Carolina's grade that I'm going to give them. They went 11-5 last year. They traded away. They replaced
who they trade away midway to Buffalo?
Kelvin Benjamin.
Kelvin Benjamin.
Who's they also trash. Like, so, like,
they replaced,
Buffalo.
They replaced Kelvin Benjamin with DJ Moore, which was smart.
Really good at.
I'm going to go with Cam needs more. Not enough for Cam. How about that? Not enough for Cam.
Okay.
Let's go with that. Not enough for Cam. No, right. That's the name I want.
Oh, not enough for Cam. Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to go with not enough for Cam. I just don't see a situation where they don't put the entire thing on Cam Newton's shoulders. And is this the year where Cam, hopefully not, Cam bust the knee open? Is this the year he starts to fall off? Hopefully not. But you never know, you know?
You never know.
He's a physical quarterback. Yes, he's sized like a linebacker, but, you know?
Yeah, that's right. True. He's insanely.
Yeah, next is Chicago.
Okay, so big one is Roquan Smith in the first round, who's really, you know, that's a very Chicago pick.
Chicago.
And then my favorite one that they had was Anthony Miller in the second. I think he's going to be
That was a good pick. I like that.
Amazing. And then their last pick was Javon Wims in the second, wide receiver from Georgia.
I remember him.
Who's like a, I've heard him described as a poor man's Allen Robinson.
Yeah.
Who's also on that team. this isn't as – I really like the Bears draft, and I really like the Bears offseason.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't extremely, like, funny or anything, but I'm going to give them most improved.
Okay.
I'm going to give them most improved.
Nice.
Because I think that hired a good coach, and they got a lot of players. I also am considering calling them the Georgia Bookends.
Georgia Bookends.
No, that's actually what it's going to be.
Georgia Bookends.
Because their first and last players were both from Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's that. Yeah, Chicago had a really good draft, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
All right, moving on to Cincinnati.
All right. Okay, hold on. This is going to be worth it.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. Perfect.
I can talk about Chicago more.
I got it. Okay. So. Cincinnati, my favorite pick by them was the Mark Walton pick. I feel like they took a first round last year. They took a first round running back, and it didn't pan out for them very well. I like him. The Logan Woods side at a Toledo quarterback pick was a little bit of a shocker to me, but not really.
He's really good.
Yeah, no, I like them, and I liked Malik Jefferson out of Texas, the lineman. But with all that being said, the name of this grade is Marvin Lewis still ain't getting it done.
Jeez. That's savage. It's also true. It's also true.
Do you want me to lie to you? No.
All right.
Next.
We're going to get through these a little bit quicker.
Yeah, next is the Browns.
Let's see. I'm just going to list these real quick. Baker Mayfield. Pick one. Denzel Ward. Nick Chubb. And Antonio
Callaway. We even talked about that.
He went to Cleveland, which he's in the room with Josh Gordon, which could either be the greatest or worst thing.
I think it's a rejuvenated Josh Gordon. I think a good role model in him in the sense of, listen, I messed up early in my career. Now I'm getting it together.
Yeah.
You got to make sure you don't go down this path.
I think so too.
Because Callaway was first round talent that dropped to fourth. That's what all that cost him. Tons of money.
Yeah. So I'm going to say... because Baker Mayfield and Antonio Callaway are on the same team,
mm-hmm.
And that will be amazing to watch when they eventually become the best like wide receiver
and quarterback duo. Judas.
Oh, and Judas. I'm gonna say for their grade is so many touchdowns and suspensions.
Touchdowns and suspensions.
All right, moving on.
All right, moving forward. Dallas. All right, ready? I have the name already. Hoomst? Who did you draft? That is my thing. Hoomst?
They drafted the linebacker. They drafted the linebacker out of Blue Mountain State. They drafted Thad Castle.
Did you see?
Leighton Vander Esch literally looks exactly the same as Thad Castle.
Did you see the Scooter Magruder?
Yes, I did.
Draft reaction.
Yeah.
They go, okay, Leighton Vander Esch. And
who is this?
Who is this? Oh man. Shout out to Jason Witten for completely blindsiding the Cowboys. I loved it. I love seeing it. He's the real Judas. But seriously, only notable picks to me, Connor Williams, guard out of Texas in the second round.
Michael Gallup, wide receiver out of Colorado State, who I've heard good things from. Mike White, quarterback out of Western Kentucky. I don't know why they draft another fifth
round backup, I guess.
Yeah, and then Bo Scarborough in the seventh round.
Perfect place for Bo Scarborough to go. Yeah. He needs a lane. Yeah, he needs a good offensive line to give him room. And
yeah, he'll be a nice
he's good backup.
He's a good handcuff to Zeke. All right, the Broncos.
Broncos, a million picks.
Yeah, another
a huge. Million picks. For two, that's a double-edged thing because they had 10 picks, which is insane, but also because their defense is actually going to be good again.
Mm-hmm.
Because of Bradley Chubb is going to be like smacking, is going to be crushing the quarterback, throwing a, so that they have to throw a lot of picks. Also, I actually do like a lot of their wide receiver pickups, Cortland Sutton. Mm-hmm. Deshaun Hamilton, the fourth, is really good.
Yeah, I saw that.
Royce Freeman's a pretty good running back. I mean, I can't really get excited about it, but that's what I got. A million picks.
A million picks.
Because they literally had like 10 draft picks, okay, which is insane.
Next is Detroit Lions. Notable picks, in my opinion. This is the opposite. They only had 6 picks. Kerryon Johnson in the second round is a notable pick to me. Then they went center Frank Ragnow out of Arkansas, which was smart. They just needed to shore up that offensive line. My nickname is they got Stafford help.
Yeah.
They got Stafford help is my thing. Because they have the wide receivers and Golden Tate and efficient. Matt Stafford is statistically the most clutch quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm not out here stunting and what's it called? Just BSing. He really is the most efficient clutch quarterback in the NFL under 2 minutes. But I like the Ragnow pick, and I like Kerryon Johnson. They're finally going to get a running back that can go. When he's healthy, he is amazing. You know what I mean? We've seen that. I think he'll do really well in Detroit. Next up is the Packers.
Packers. The first two picks were both on cornerbacks. So Jay Alexander, Josh Jackson. Mm-hmm. They drafted three.
They got Josh Jackson in the second round. What a steal.
Three. They got three receivers. Jamon Moore from Missouri. Marquez Valdes-Scantling. What a name. From South Florida.
And an even better name.
Equanimeous St. Brown.
Yeah, come from, on, man.
From Notre Dame.
Shout out to these parents.
These are all huge, big-bodied potential receivers with potential. They're going to the perfect place because Aaron Rodgers can make receivers great.
Uh-huh.
And these actually could – I think these actually guys have a lot of potential.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they drafted really well from that. But the big one to me is they drafted J.K. Scott out of Alabama, one pick before Johnny Townsend. So the name I'm going to give them is should have drafted Johnny.
Should have drafted Johnny?
Should have drafted Johnny.
Nice. Very well done.
Because they should have.
Very well
done. Johnny, I mean, J.K. Scott's good, but like he's not Johnny.
Mm-hmm. All right, next up is the Houston Texans. Notable picks. Justin Reed was their safety in the third round. They didn't have a pick in the first or second round. So to me, because of all of this, all of these depth picks that they chose, my name for them is going to be Pray for ACLs.
Pray for ACLs.
Because their season is dependent on Deshaun Watson's ACLs.
Oh, my God.
It's true. It's so true. Cool. None of this matters if Deshaun Watson's out again.
I mean, true, but like, all right, next. The Colts. All right,
next up.
This should be
a similar name.
I mean, yeah, it is. But yeah. Quentin Nelson, great pick for the line. Also got Braden Smith. Mm-hmm. Other than that, like, a lot of good players. They also had like a million picks, but I've already used that.
Mm-hmm.
Their name is still bad without Andrew Luck.
Okay.
I mean, I see it. Because it's true.
Yeah. I see it. Next team is the Jaguars, which we've already done, so I'm going to skip ahead to the Kansas City Chiefs, who had an all-defensive draft, which to me says that Andy Reid thinks his offense is in tip-top shape. And because of that –
Patrick Mahomes is Aaron Rodgers 2.0, so like
– takes, my friend. Takes. With that being said – my name for the Chiefs is what I learned in boarding school is I'm trying to think of a cool one. I'm gonna go with win in the trenches.
Nice.
Because they drafted a defensive end, a defensive tackle, two defensive tackles, a linebacker. Of their six picks. Four of those picks were in the trenches.
We're gonna have to go a little bit rapid fire here. All right, cool. Chargers, big one is Derwin James in the first. I'm gonna go. This is tough. I'm gonna go with best defense in the AFC West.
Okay.
Because it looks scary. This is not very original, but it's true.
Okay. Okay, the next is the LA Rams. I'm going to go with defensive depth. Because if you
defensive
look...
Defensive depth?
Just depth in general. Because if you look at it, depth they didn't have a... depth in general. Because they didn't have a first or second round pick, and they drafted a lot of depth players. They got a tackle, a center, a defensive end, two inside, outside linebacker. They kind of went across the board and just kind of got backups for all their positions, which was kind of smart by them.
Next up is Miami, but we already went over that, so we're moving on to Minnesota. Drafted UCF cornerback Mike Hughes, which is good. A couple other good picks. Big one is they drafted Daniel Carlson before and Eddie Pinheiro went undrafted. So their name is should have drafted Eddie.
Nice. I fully agree on that one, although we should have drafted Eddie too. We being the Dolphins. All right, next is the Patriots. Two first-round picks, both out of Georgia. Duke Dawson, second-round pick. Gators, our boy. I'm going to go with Belichick, question mark? Because I never know what they do. They always find, like Christian Arizona.
Too many trades? Because they traded, like, 15 times.
All but one of their picks came from trades. Also, shout-out to Braxton Berrios, Cuban-American.
He was destined for this role.
Oh, he definitely was.
He was destined to be
when Danny Amendola left, I knew they were drafting him. Danny Eatling went
trash,
here, by the way.
Absolute trash.
Oh, I know, but whatever. Next up, the Saints.
The Saints. They traded two first-round picks to get Marcus Davenport, and I do not understand it. I don't understand it at all. So
no, I don't either.
Their grade is not worth it.
Not worth it?
Not worth it.
All right.
Because he's not worth it. I think he's good, but he's not worth two first-round picks.
Oh, okay.
And Marcus Davenport would have been there in the first round if they just didn't trade up.
Yeah, I think so, too. My next is the New York Giants, and it's really easy. It's Eli Till We Die.
That's actually really good.
They got Saquon. They got Will Hernandez, Lorenzo Carter. When you think about it, those first three picks are really good. It's just y'all need a quarterback. And Kyle Lauletta, I don't think he's going to do it.
He has the same arm strength as I do. It's not good.
Wow. All right.
Next up is the Jets. I mean, they drafted Sam Darnold. They didn't really do anything else.
Oh, I love the Jets. I love the Jets.
I'm going Sam Darnold.
Uh-huh.
Dot, dot, dot. And nothing else.
Nice. Next up is the Oakland Raiders. Honorable mention nickname grade is going to be Here's Johnny. But it's not but it's not what I'm going with. I'm going with Now Here's a Guy. That's my name. Now Here's a Guy in the voice of John Gruden. Honorable mention, though, is Here's Johnny. Fifth round draft pick.
Amazing.
Way to go, Johnny. I'm very glad. I came up with two great ones for Oakland. All right. Next up is Philadelphia Eagles.
All right. I'm gonna get really cringy on this one.
Can I give you an option?
Give me a suggestion.
Yeah. My suggestion is Spoil of Riches.
All right. It's similar to that.
Okay.
So they drafted, first of all, Savage, because they drafted Dallas Goedert.
Savage. Their one hole was Trey Burton leaving, and now they have an outstanding tight end.
And they traded one pick ahead of Dallas. Who also needed a tight end the day that Jason Witten retired to then take him.
Savage.
And do you know why Dallas Goedert is called Dallas?
No.
He's literally named after the Dallas Cowboys. I'm not even lying. That's a real stat.
Savage.
But that,
Savage.
You know, my name was going to be loaded Philly sack steak because they also drafted Josh Sweat in the fourth, which is just an embarrassment of riches.
Who also went to American Heritage?
Shut up. but I'm actually just going to call it Savage.
Savage.
No, hashtag Savage.
I like it.
Because they're trendy.
Nice.
Steelers. Can I give you
a suggestion?
Can I say absolute trash?
Really? Because I was gonna go with Savage 2.0.
Really?
Because one of the best moments of the draft was seeing
Ryan Shazier.
Yeah, Ryan Shazier come up into the podium and announce, walking on his feet, very happy, very nice to see. And then, oh no, I'm just kidding. No, it won't be Savage. I had a different thing in mind. I'm going to go with Big Ben 2.0.
Okay,
because they drafted Mason Rudolph in the third. And they got James Washington. They stay together.
I actually really love that.
They stay together.
See, the reason I called it absolute trash is because I don't think that any of these players are going to really contribute except for James Washington.
I think James Washington will, and I think Mason Rudolph in 2 years.
Yeah, he is the good 2.0. He's very similar. But
yeah, I like them a lot.
All right, I'm actually going to move on to the Seahawks. I'm going to call theirs. I was going to call it absolute trash. But they drafted Shaquem Griffin.
Yeah. He gets to play with another great story of the draft.
So I'm going to call him best story of the draft.
Okay, that's a good one.
And we're just going to ignore the Rashad Penny in the first round. While Darius Geis was still on the board.
You don't want to get mad?
Don't let me think about it.
I
used to like the Seahawks, but now I just think they're stupid.
I'm going to call 49ers I'm going to call the 49ers hair pomade. Because what? It is because you got the haircut. You got everything. All you need is the finishing touches. This is all in the style of Jimmy GQ.
Oh, my God.
Let me emphasize that. They gave Jimmy GQ his hair pomade with this offensive lineman in the first round with all these other players. Marcel Harris, by the way, safety.
Yep.
Go Gators. To San Francisco. Go Gators. Another Gator draft.
All right. Tampa.
Can we get a second of silence for Tyler Renfro?
For poor Bucks fan.
All right. Well done.
All right. Well done. I'm going to take this basically, it's basically what he was saying to me,
mm-hmm.
where it was just, all alternatives is what I'm going to call it.
That's a great name.
Every pick that they picked.
I think with the exception of Ronald Jones.
I mean, yeah, like a big part of
it. I'm going to slide right in there.
A big part of it is that Tyler was telling me was that. He feels like they made pretty good picks, but there was always a better player at that position.
Okay.
For most of their picks is that there was a better alternative available. But they're all alternatives. I mean, I think that it's an okay draft. I actually like that was my feeling about Ronald Jones. I feel like Ronald Jones is a good pick, but Darius Geis was available mm-hmm. and would have been better.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, moving on.
Next is Tennessee Titans. I'm gonna go with coming up empty. They had four picks. Their first pick was Rashawn Evans, which is a good pick. They also drafted Luke Falk in the sixth round. They drafted Harold Landry, which was also a good pick. And then Dane Cruikshank, who I do not know. I did not see him play cornerback defensive side out of Arizona. I'm going to say coming up empty just because they kind of exhausted their trips to the well in prior drafts, and they only had four on this one. Yeah. You know.
All right, last one, the team from Washington.
I thank you for going with that, by the way. Right, I think that's just something we got to keep doing.
Let's go. Okay, so there's two options here.
Uh-huh.
Option one is the 2016 Alabama defense because they drafted two or three players from that defense last year.
Yeah,
and now they drafted two more:
DeRon Payne and Sean Dion Hamilton.
But that's not what I'm going to go with. Third option, he can run. They drafted Troy Apke out of Penn State, the white safety. That Deion Sanders famously said, wow, he can run, because he had the fastest time for any of the defensive backs of the combine. And he's white. Can't teach white speed.
Whoa. I mean, you're right, but like, whoa.
I was shocked too. But
we all were, man. We all were. Go ahead.
Also because I'm like, who the heck is Troy Apke? Because like, he didn't do anything at Penn State.
Safety out of Penn State.
Like, he didn't do anything at Penn State.
Oh, man.
But... It's actually going to be is Darius Geis 2,000 yard rusher.
What?
Yeah.
2,000 yards? I don't even think Saquon Barkley's going to run for 2,000 yards.
Yeah, because they have someone to have. That offensive line, he slid to the bottom of the second round. Darius Geis already runs harder than anyone else I've ever seen. Because of the way he grew up. You think that...
Russell Westbrook runs harder than Darius Geis.
Shut up, okay?
That's another story.
Okay.
But wow. Okay, you know what? Go for it.
You know, it's DG...
Hot take galore.
It's Darius Geis 2,000 yards. It's DG 2K.
Much better.
DG 2K.
Points for creativity. All right. DG 2K.
That offensive line is good. They're going to run the ball more because Alex Smith is okay, but like... He's good, but like... Darius Geis is going to lead the league in rushing. Like, hot take right now. Like,
you are so high on Darius Geis.
Because he's really good.
I know he is.
But here's
the thing. You're talking 2,000 yards. Do you know how many players have run for 2,000 yards in NFL history? And you're saying he's going to do that as a rookie?
Chris Johnson could do it. So, like,
I don't know about Johnson had the best 40 time in the draft and slid to the perfect team with the perfect offensive line.
Well, maybe that's his team. No. I don't know. I just I see. I honestly think he's. I do honestly think.
So the reason Zeke did so well his rookie year, is because that Dallas line is so good.
Yeah, well, like Washington's offensive line is really good. It's good. It's not Dallas good. Right. But, well, here's my thing. A rookie, I believe, has led the league in rushing for the last like 2 years in a row.
Okay, he can lead the league in rushing. My thing is what you're saying is 2,000
yards. Let me call him DJ2K.
Okay, that's fine. DJ2K.
DJ2K.
DJ2K. We'll revisit this at the end of the season.
But non-hot take-ish, I actually do think he will probably lead the league in rushing because their offensive line is really good. He's immediately the best back that they have.
He is.
No
disrespect to Matt Jones, but he is.
I just think that I think he's going to be great there. Mm-hmm. Because all these other teams are stupid.
Yeah, well, I think all teams are dumb in a certain way. All right. I guess, anything else to say?
No, that's all I got.
We'll be back next week via Skype. This will be the next ones, the next episodes you'll hear. But I guess in the meantime, we hope you enjoyed the roller coaster that is the NFL draft. My name is Sergio.
My name is Tyler.
This has been another episode of Sideline Judgment, and we are not biased, but go Gators.
Go Gators.